Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's Learn English with News. It's Sunday the 18th of February. Today's news story is about Sir Paul McCartney's stolen bass guitar. But before I tell you about that, let's have a look at our key words for today's episode. Just three words to think about, but I'm just going to give you the words now. See if you can hear them in the news story, and then at the end, we'll look at what the words mean. So we start with the phrasal verb, lie around. Lie around. What does it mean if something is lying around? Next, a noun, attic. A-T-T-I-C. Attic. And finally, another noun, repair. R-E-P-A-I-R. This can also be a verb to repair something, but I'm going to use it as a noun. A repair or repairs. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them at the end. And if you want to read while you listen, then you can get the transcript. It's on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And there you'll also be able to do a comprehension quiz to test your understanding. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you are interested in joining. Okay, here is today's news story. Have you ever lost something and then years later been reunited with it? If you have, then you'll know how wonderful it is to find it, especially when you thought you'd never see it again. Sir Paul McCartney is certainly experiencing some of those emotions after being reunited with a beloved bass guitar, which was stolen in 1972. It's not just any bass guitar. It was the one he used on some of the most famous and loved Beatles songs, including Love Me Do and She Loves You. The Hofner bass was discovered in a family's attic in Sussex in the south of England, following a campaign to find it called The Lost Bass. McCartney bought the bass in 1961, and 11 years later, it was stolen from the back of a van in West London. A spokesperson for the music legend said that he was incredibly grateful for its return. The search began after McCartney appealed to Hofner to find his iconic missing instrument. It was returned to him in December after a family in Sussex suspected that an old bass lying around in their attic may, in fact, be the one. McCartney's spokesperson said, "Following the launch of last year's Lost Bass project, Paul's 1961 Hofner 500/1 bass guitar, which was stolen in 1972, has been returned. Experts confirmed that the guitar is genuine, and thankfully it is in reasonably good condition, although it will require some repairs to make it playable again. McCartney bought the bass for £30 in Germany in 1961. It hasn't been valued, but the Lost Bass team believe that if sold, it would now be the most expensive guitar in the world." And that's today's news story. Okay, so a very happy Paul McCartney reunited with his bass guitar. But what about the three words I gave you at the start? Did you hear them? Did you understand them? We start with lie around. And we'll also look at the word attic, because they came in the same sentence. So a family in Sussex suspected that an old bass lying around in their attic may, in fact, be the one. So to lie around means to be left carelessly out of place. And an attic, well, that's the room or space inside the roof of a building. And the other word, repair. It will require some repairs to make it playable again. A repair, that's the restoration of something back to good condition. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear, and hopefully you understood most or all of today's news story. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.